wakomana vacho vanga vasina kubaya record.
Gaya.
I don't know kuti vanenge vachifunga kuti zvichafamba
sei. How we gonna do it?
Do you know what? Had we been born a few years earlier, me and you would have made a killing in Eben Groves.
I think we would have, bro.
Me and you would have.
I think we would have cleaned out.
We just needed to find each other. That probably would have been the most difficult thing.
No. I think we, at some point we would have been in the same place at the same time. It's as fate would have it. I think we would have done a madness during that run.
My brain
is
so chaotic.
Ah.
Because in that, I was trying to imagine, like, how would we possibly have found each other, considering the time. Then in my brain, I popped up the three wise men and how they were able to find Jesus. And then in that same frame, I was like, yo, did the three wise men
know each other?
Discover Google Maps?
Hey!
Like, no, for real. Like, for real, if patterns had existed during that time. Because the Bible kind of conflates and understates the whole. But those men were traveling.
They were traveling, bro.
Because
following us starting, they were like, hey, maps. Yeah, gents. Yeah. Furthermore, where did they link up?
That's the thing. Were they three wise men in a local team?
Wise men. Bikita wise guy, Ichinoi wise guy, and they're like, yo.
But point remains. I think me and you would have made a killing.
We would have marked.
Because when I see some of the people,
I believe it. Yeah. You know, as much as I love Urban Grooves and I'm a fan of it.
Yeah.
After that live we did, I went and listened to some Urban Grooves. And of course, it was just, you know, products of their time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Someone oh,
did you like, even say hi?
Hey, sorry, hadn't seen you there.
We just buy the Juro, you know?
We just buy, hey, welcome.
How do you spell Juro?
D-U.
Wrong.
D-U-R.
The wrong.
How do you spell it?
How do you spell Juro?
How do I? It's D-U-R.
Wrong.
J-U-R.
H.
Juraho.
Jura.
Mad tangent.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jurowo is the name of the brand or the company that installed them, not the actual. The wall is just
the number of times that has been explained in the Zim community, and the people have been like, yeah.
Stop.
Tandriba Jurowo. I hear all that.
Like, you're not going to tell me Colgate isn't toothpaste. Come on. Get out of here.
Toothpaste. What is this? Is this a visa application?
Why do I need to know?
Why do I need to know? Colgate. And I'm going to go Colgate. I got cheap. Mama, but the thing is, Colgate, you know, one size.
Colgate.
What do I need to worry?
Those are rent rush corridors.
You need to talk back. But hey, welcome, guys. Welcome. You know your guys made tangents.
It'd be like that.
It's another episode. The boys are here.
Back. Yeah.
We're here.
Spread some chills, man. Spread some chills.
You know, this is the time where you're like, you know what? Whatever is happening during the week, I'm with my guys.
Hey, man.
I'm relaxed.
Time to unwind, to relax. No pressure.
Good vibes only.
You know that group of friends that you don't feel pressure to contribute to the conversation? You're just happy being the passenger.
Do you know the most important part of that conversation is you don't feel like you have to lie.
Right?
Because most conversations these days, it's people lying about either overstating what they've done or how they're achieving,
embellishing.
You know, you know. But here you're just like, no. No judgments. We take you as you are.
No.
I mean, obviously we take Vanoema coffee first, and then And then, but everyone is welcome, but they are more welcome. You know, with that being said, this is this week's leaderboard.
Leaderboard, there we you know, go.
This is what it's, there we go. This is what it's like.
Welcome to our newcomers.
Hey.
Yes.
Yay. Well done. Well done to everybody on the leaderboard.
Well done, man.
Shout out, you know.
Shout out to y'all.
Sending through those coffees.
Sending through the coffees. Cremora on this, top.
This episode, we thought to dive deep into what you guys seem to enjoy the most. Throwbacks, simpler times.
Simple, easy days.
Easy days.
Musicality.
Most of us didn't know any single bill where things were
what?
Paid.
What was a bill? I just thought,
Vura.
So you mean to say, Vura, I sungo vakunam kuvisi yango dai.
Back when things were simpler, the only thing you had to worry about was homework.
That was my bill. Oh, me and homework?
Oh, the,
me and homework.
My school tried to introduce morning work. Did you ever? Did you guys ever go?
The fuck is morning work? Ah, big man, I'm already going to school in the morning. What do you mean? What's morning? What?
Bro, you would go.
What's
to school,
morning work? Big
find
man,
find some multiply this. If you don't, what in the madam Mumbeshwara is this?
What? Wait. When did this, is this morning? Are you telling me, is it morning work like before assembly kind of?
Before assembly
nah,
type situation.
Before I even go hit the simunza. Yeah. Then I multiplication. Nah. Before I hit, I love you, Jesus. No.
Oh, did you remember?
Upsetting stuff.
Delighted.
Delighted. Oh, Lord, I want you to know. I do it for you.
I'm delighted. Do you know, when I was in primary school, I could sing to the extent that my parents, for some reason, I don't even know why, They were just strict for no reason.
Oh, right. I thought they were just whipping you out whenever, like, they needed.
No, my parents didn't even know that side of me.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I didn't even know that side of me. It's something that I just did at school. And people were like, oh, you can sing. I was like, really?
Oh, can I?
I remember a time when the school wrote a note like, hey, can we have Mukuze join part of the... Because they were like, hey, please join the choir. I was like, I don't think I got it.
Mm.
They wrote in that I had to take it to my mom.
Business days.
Like, you can sing. Like, well, I guess.
I suppose.
Yeah. This bitch is...
Yeah! I was about to go Usher Raymond on them. I could have about Alicia Keys, somebody.
But yeah, man, Urban Grooves.
Urban Groovesies.
Urban Grooves.
So you see, the thing with Urban Grooves for me,
yeah,
it's a hard one. It's such a gray area as to when exactly, what could we classify as the first? What was the, because we've been making songs. Kanamatumbo, in India, you know, Kanamatumbo. I mean, that was... Urban Grooves-ish.
So I'm not well acquainted with the history, like the intricacies of the history, mm-hmm. but I used to read Parade back in the day. Remember Parade
I remember
magazine?
The Parade magazine. Oh, yeah.
Anti-Tan.
I just saw the font and them yellow.
Ooh, the yellow used to be.
Yeah, them
people were...
It actually kind of looked like that Leonard Dembo, like, it felt...
Yeah, even with this, but it was more. Yeah, even with the fonts, these.
Yeah, it was
I remember seeing.
Dear Auntie Tandy.
Tendai Westerhoff, did you?
No, name sounds a little familiar.
She was a beauty queen, what banger. She was married to Clemens Westerhoff, who was the Zimbabwe national team coach, what, and then she became an HIV, AIDS
advocate.
She was big, but. Ooh. They used to have a top something charts in Parade magazine.
I think I remember that.
But it was called, so Zimbabwean songs would be under R&B. But at some point, that R&B chart,
they stopped that. They said, now we got to separate these.
Jonathan Moore. I think that's when the terminology became a localized thing.
Okay.
Where it had to be defined like a new term. But it always existed in that R&B, hip-hop, rap type, because that's what they were trying to do. But then I can't remember. I think that's a conversation for Dylan Makalima.
Okay.
I would be interested to find out who came up with the term urban grooves.
Urban grooves, that's very true. Urban grooves, because... Yeah.
What was your first song?
My first song, and I think this, I don't know if it was at a beauty pageant but I saw it on TV first, live, and it was a performance of Vulela.
Was it not a gala?
Sunny Makalima. I don't know if it was a gala, but Vulela.
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 Vulela. Nkosi yami. Is it Nkosi yami wami? I don't know.
Vulelu Jesu wami. Nkosi. Ngoba impilo ihlupa. Noma kanjani.
Vulela. Vula. Sisi.
When you think about,
and he was performing.
Oh,
yay!
Oh,
he was in white. He had I vividly remember it was all white.
Yeah,
he had the glasses, the shades, them like yo. I think the shades that Nelly and them man used to wear.
He was swagged out,
bro. He was swagging, I remember thinking.
I don't think I ever saw that performance.
I was like, is this one of ours?
Yeah,
isn't it?
No. Because that's right around the time, Anna, Vuyo, Lundi.
I was like, do you want to
do it? Satan, jump on my fence.
It was a slapper.
Then you think Kutisani went from that. You can tell he raised Christian upbringing, then he got his heart broken.
Zadaro, Zadaro, whoa. Nekuti moyo wangu unoparara. Mudiwa wangu uriruvarangu. You know why I loved Sunny Magalima, actually? Because then, again, my voice hadn't done a madness.
Yeah.
But then I mama says, I hadn't started drinking opaque beer.
Yeah.
And
do you know, I grew up thinking opaque beer was the fancy one.
Yeah.
Because of the name, I was like, yo, they've got a badass name.
Opaque. Okay.
Then I was like, Dorno nua a toothbrush.
But
opaque beer. No, I'm not Masese.
No.
How do you... Masese.
Yeah, that's that. English just makes things...
You're saying you... you love... Because
around about that time, I used to fancy myself, or not fancy myself, a bit of a singer. Yeah. I was very keen.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I know that's not that.
Yeah.
But hey, whoop, good. don't stop.
You get to a point where it's a threat. Dokuyimbirai. Run chairir. Dokuyimbirai. I'll sing for you.
Hey, don't make me open these lungs.
Don't play with me. Sunny Makalima.
Yeah.
Do you know Sunny still looks like that, you know?
He still does look like that. He's on some vampire shit.
Like, Sunny still looks as handsome as he did back in the day. He
looks the same guy.
Kuma Sunny, what's happening?
Hey.
Like, what are these secrets, bro?
I think I got that Benjamin Button.
Like, what's happening?
Aging in reverse.
Still got that one
stud. One still thing. Yeah.
Shout out to Kwame Sani, man.
Sani, yeah, it was a G. Pioneers.
My first Urban Grooves Virginite. I don't know who broke it.
Who popped first, that cherry?
But it was probably extra large.
Yeah.
If I have to. Yeah. I don't know whether they're the ones that did, but when I think back to those days, the one that occupies more real estate is Urban Grooves.
I'm not going to lie. I think that one was the first one to shake up the landscape because...
To say this is now a proper thing.
Because it was so bold and like it's the first time you'd hear an Achimba Nyovo properly.
Right. Manje naso alola
wakiti bagayawa
manje bagayawa yako ya ula ya bini wangu maivati beta uyende
ndati maisungi badala rent wantaraze round ndati ufrasi ya badala rent wantaraze round ndati John badala rent noja round
noja round I remember that. I forgot.
Look around there.
Look around
there. It's like,
sa. Everything.
Taking the piece now.
What number around remind you?
Everything. Whoa. don't explain. Don't explain. Because offense will come from. Let's walk past it. Munashe speaks.
I know what you're saying. Okay, let me say. Utamba around the real housemates. Okay, run up at palm. Okay. All right. Is that fine? Yeah.
There's danger in explaining.
There's danger. That's not what I meant. I just went for the most prolific round that
it's
we can think of.
It's mighty internet. We are all tenants.
We are all tenants.
So please don't mess up with the landlord. Please.
I realize I'm digging and shoveling. But yeah, it opened up to slander. You're my tenants, you know.
It did.
You're looking for housing, man. What are you doing? Hey, dog.
No, that was a special time. And I don't know how old I was, but I around grade 3, grade 4, thereabout. Simple times. We're living
days.
You know? Right around that same time, Chi-Town had these boy band.
Oh, yeah.
Backstreet Boys type situation. Westlife. Slice International.
Oh.
What are you saying?
Personalized number plates. What are you saying?
This best line was cold.
But these men were eating brown seeded bread with the mozi achingo.
They had fubu.
Fubu
in the video.
Don't mention the personalized number plates.
For those that are that keen musical eye, you might be somewhat confused because you're like, does that not sound like Backstreet? I want it that
way. Tell me why.
These boys were like, who's Backstreet?
Who's what?
Who's Backstreet?
That sounds like Mukoto to me.
Like, ngaba uye kuno karawada song yao.
Yeah.
But we don't know. We don't song know. Song it just wa. Vanago, don't
fukirana ere. Come on. Ideas, Emmanuel.
As a matter of fact, Slice almost lost, lodged an international appeal to Backstreet. Do you have to pass on?
Yo.
Slice also had a remix to Walker, Texas Challenge.
No.
I tried to find it on the internet. No. But I can't find it.
Because when you say Dora,
they would sit down and be like, let's remix. Go.
Iti, chache, ditch.
Yes. Oh. Mm. That confidence.
No, they understood sampling. No. They were mandem. They were badmans. Remixing, covers, all of that. They were ahead of the game.
3FM really.
Oh, it had us.
Just before we started listening to radio, it was Radio 3.
Yeah.
Then Urban Groove's days, it was 3FM.
3FM. Mm. Ooh. With your
DJ Scott.
DJ Scott. Your bubbling bees.
DJ Squealer.
Ooh. Peter Jones was on that station.
Yeah. Peter Jones.
Ooh, Peter Jones.
But DJ Scott for me will always be that Munyam Lilo. DJ Munya.
Oh, yeah. DJ Munya.
True Man. Witness Matema.
Oh, these were voices. Voices.
There's something to be said about the ability of those people to become celebrity just off the strength of your voice. There's no social media whatsoever. People are formulating what you could possibly look like based off your voice. Like,
I bet he's cool.
These days, people get hired to become radio presenters off strong social media personalities.
Right.
You know, I mean, having an edit voice is a plus. Is a plus, but radio voice. I think in this kind crop, if I was to say like radio voice high up the list of current crop, you have your KVGs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Miss Red.
Miss Red
sounds nice on the radio. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Danny, that guy.
Danny.
Do you know
what?
Danny sounds rich when he's on radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, what do you mean when he's on radio?
Oh, he's my friend. Nigga, I know your life. I know your real life, nigga. Oh, now he looks rich because he got himself a beautiful wife. Anyone who's married looks like they're doing well. Prior to being married, Danny, we knew your life. Shout out to your wife T for bringing affluence and new look
in life
to your
for breathing.
But yeah, no. Danny, like it almost feels like he would crank it up. Right? Or try to listen. If you're one of these toxic masculinity, try to listen to Danny with earphones on. What are you trying to do? Shaddai said no.
Pause, nigga.
Shaddai said no. Like, what are you trying to sound sexy for? Simba, Mderere. He's fire. Morning radio. Teach Mataz will always be the goat.
The goat of voices.
The goat.
Teach Mataz.
The mighty set. No, the thing with Teach now is that Teach is like that in everyday conversation.
All walks of life.
I'm fine. I'm doing the toilet.
I'm fine.
Hey man, I just wish our country was in a place where do you know like you look at across the pond, right? Radio DJs in South Africa, like your 5FMs, your radio, I don't know what they call them, but they're still South African. I think there's still that case in Zim, but the scale is just, I think even they would love to feel a little bit more appreciated. Because they're entertaining,
yeah,
4 hours on radio.
Bruh,
people underestimate how difficult it is.
That's long,
you know.
And to maintain, because it's, you're not just playing tunes.
No.
Like you have to be
conversations and like. So you see your radio show that starts at 6. That means that person probably woke up at 4.
Right. And he's prepared for that.
And people think you just switch on the microphone and start talking. The prep, the current affairs, or fact checking. Because they can't afford to get anything wrong.
Because you're missing. Whoa! The backlash. Yay!
But yeah, shout out to radio has been a very, I say that to say, shout out to everybody that's doing radio, man. We appreciate you. That's shout amazing. Out to Noxy.
I mean, this is a bastardized version of radio.
Yeah. But we have the freedom of saying,
Kwanai,
we can edit. They're live.
They're live. Whoa, straight. Bro. Whoa.
Leander Candiero, how can I forget Captain Lee?
Captain Lee.
On the top 40.
Ooh. That top 40. When that top 40 comes, get your cassettes ready.
Lee, Kudaba.
Did you get your cassettes ready?
Did you ever have a palito? Palito.
Not the palito. Yo!
Young people of today will
you
never
unlocked
know.
A core memory. Big man.
Young people of today don't. So.
Mine was a bad boy one.
Palito. What was it?
It was. It's not a, like a Walkman, but yeah, no. Like a portable FM radio. Basically.
iPod before
all of that.
Yeah, so same size. And shape-ish with an iPod, the concept is the same, but for FM radio. Fully equipped with an aerial. The only thing was that it was a personal thing. Now, AA batteries, earphones on, you put on antisocial.
You're gone.
I put that on and my special gift, even to this day, I would only need to listen to a song once to get the lyrics.
You're like, I got it. I've noticed, doing that live last time, I was like, they're coming back from Udara because I haven't listened to them in like
I would
decades.
Need to listen to, and because and it almost became like a special skill because that became like a point of pride. Do you get what I mean?
Because you go
back to boarding school and you're like, ooh, I've got.
Your lyric book must have been a matting. Were you writing?
Ooh.
Were you contributing artists?
Yeah.
I'm like, which song you need?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, catch up. Yeah. Come on.
I don't know, but not so much there, but I would just be rapping those songs. I'm like, how am I?
Catch up. Mine was shaped as a mobile phone.
You a fancy fence.
Yeah, no. After they I think they got the hang of the mass production of it, they started.
They were like, let's spice it up.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, and the aerial was the aerial, the antenna thing. I was like, yo, don't play with me, man.
Oh, because if you were in a sketchy area, you would be like, Kwamuta. Ah,
oh, man, hey, let me.
Hey, but those AA batteries used to go quick.
Hey,
used to go quick, brother.
This acid dripping in the corner of your mouth, and
that was actually
chewing the battery.
The guys that made the Palito, you can't convince me otherwise. Guys that made the Palito were actually more invested in the battery industry.
They were in cahoots with the battery niggas, right?
Because they made more money from
batteries
people buying batteries than because this one you just buy once,
you buy one-time purchase. You needed to have a subscription
proper
for batteries.
Nah.
That was your stress.
Eben, that was the stress.
Batteries in the remote controlling the TV gun.
I need to power my... But nah, man. I think back to those times. I would give anything to go back to that time, man.
That was a beautiful time, man.
To listen to some of these songs for the first time.
Ah, yeah.
What's the song that you want to hear for the first time?
Again.
Again.
From that era.
Yeah.
From that
old school. Original. I mean, because if
No. Because Urban Grooves at stages.
Is at stages.
I'm not talking 100% local airplay phase. When we had
days.
When we had the option to listen to that other stuff, but like, we were still like,
You're like, this is cool, but...
But Craig I like David. What was... Yeah.
I'm walking away. From the troubles in my life. I'm on,
then
in
you come,
my dreams.
Will it man selector? It's a major.
I remember when we were informed to me and
I mean, not in a sad dream, but we're not in a sad dream.
We gotta turn this. So, me and my homie called Takudzgo, right? We knew this song. We could sing this song, except that part. Right? That is the one song that I admit that I, to this day, I don't know. I can make out a few words.
Okay.
Right? But I don't know what that is because I never bought that, but it was just too. I never grasped the...
We would
sing that song in front of in front of the class and I'm living in a subway, I'm living in a subway. You gotta turn this dream into reality. Me got the queen in the castle of... Mad. We had timed each other. My friend, right around that time, he would come and... Muguze! I would say, yeah! That's how the song ended.
What an exit.
That's how... Bro, we did this at least 3-4 times without anyone. Right at that time, just...
It's like when you're playing the tune and
I would. What a scam!
Scammer.
And people be like, "Oh, so
I'm so tired."
No, say, Mari.
Hold on. Sir.
What a time, man.
What's the tune you want to hear first time again from that era?
I have quite a few. Do you like ride Origins Urban Grooves? What's the song that I want to hear for the first time?
Oh, I just remembered
You have another one.
I think it's earlier than Is Kukuda andireke kukusua
mazwa
ese
Ryan
Royce. Does that predate In My Dreams?
I think it's it must have been right around. It might predate because Andrea Gay was the initial pandemic people leaving to go to the UK.
Can I tell you what's crazy?
Yeah.
About that song.
Yeah.
I used to love that song so much. When my mom was coming to the UK,
yeah.
My mom came in 2002.
Right.
Around that exodus.
Yeah. That's when she...
So I used to... I went, made sure I learned the lyrics, properly.
Yeah.
And then I made a remix for her.
Oh.
So and I sang it for her at the airport as she was, before she left. Yeah. Cuckoo die. And she didn't say, cuckoo su wai, masuwa ose, amai, ingu mechete, kutoka murege.
You probably made it cry the entire flight. It was so touching.
And I'd borrowed the tape. I borrowed the tape from my friend Munya.
Yeah.
From his mom. And I don't know what I did with that tape. I'm pretty sure Munya's mom is still looking for me to tape cassette rango. That.
The most important that opening of all time.
Yui, amaiwe ezvari yaramandisiya.
Oh, that was you?
Kwadoka muri pamoyo wangu andimbozi vimotsokarini.
Banger.
Slapper. Kwadoka muri mumoyo wangu handimbozi ndotsokarini asi ndichatoka chiva kuti uri mupfungwa dzangu kukurota handirege kukuda handirege kukusuwa mazuva ose mudiwa ingu chete.
Man.
Yeah. I was a cutie for 2 years. As a kid.
Man.
I don't know if I wonder if she remembers it. But yeah. That was my track. So one of those two yeah. I'd like to listen to.
Remember this video?
But that one for sentimental.
These guys didn't have a budget. They filmed it by roadport, not airport. Like the backdrop, there is a bus
lift. We've only got the Greyhound budget.
What's my trying to think, man?
There's a lot from that time. Because they were slapping, you know, tunes were slapping.
Because also it had the novelty of, oh, this sounds international, but at the same time, this isn't Shona and Debele.
Yeah.
You know? Let me find this. This one, I think. Because. I just thought of another one.
The boy used to twang.
Yeah.
You know, a few episodes back when I was like, Dean and Danga reroll.
Yeah. You were channeling Gwen.
I was channeling Gwen. Have you heard this track? Happy birthday, yay. Happy birthday to you. I was like, hey, that boy twanging.
No, Ngoni, I think up there with some of the greatest of vocalists.
Ngoni was twanging, no, boy. I was super impressed by his vocals.
No, he's.
I used to think, wow,
he was so good.
Who is this?
Ngoni, for me, Ngoni, Alexio.
Alexio, shock. But Alexio starts taking the shine in 100% local airplay kind of era of things.
Yeah, and that's much later.
Zvino ndinetsa mumoyo kuti zei usiri kupindura kuda zvimwe mumwe hazvina mosha
ndubaikana. So you guys obviously noticed we didn't do all of Urban Grooves. Maybe we did some songs that overlapped periods, but we
deliberately left. Kept it in the,
because it's just a wide formative area. Yes, it's just a wide area. We don't want to get lost. It will be 4 hours. So today we focused on the early years. You know, the early feelings,
the genesis.
You know, but we definitely missed some classics.
Yeah. 100%. Let us know the classics we missed.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bummer though. Going through like, how did we forget
that one? But damn, man. Pre 100%
local airplay. Yeah,
that's what we're focusing on.
Yeah.
Pre 100%. Now, this song to me is a classic because I remember this happened. There was a time where there was a, if I say what it was, then it would be a dead giveaway. But. Willow the Man Selector, it's a big tune.
That one brings it to my eye, bro. Shit. Again, them chord progressions, bro. You just know.
Let me see if this is the remix.
Nah.
Life is a precious gift from God. Nobody's got a right to.
Remember this Tupac song, nigga? You remember this remix?
Hey, I do remember this remix. This is Tupac ass nigga. Like a baby ass nigga.
Sun shines in everybody.
But it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good.
Yeah, the original, man. The original. Keep it. That's the way. You know what? When the first song. What a way to go. Thank you. I appreciate it. God. Oh, I love this song.
Iwe no koko, ini na panu, tichibetera na kuchengeta muri edu. Dene wakandudza ndakababa kwakutu chimwe na chengeti mwanangu nenzira yakanaka dini wakandikudzana kapasisi mbere
educational music. Say no to abortion.
Shana Gilchow does not tanga my
No.
Guys.
I've not tanga my hashtag.
Come on.
As always,
giving you the splendid few, one.
If this is not the episode that, like, if you are, if you are far away from home, haven't been to Zim in a while, if this episode didn't make you feel like checking flight prices, then we didn't do our job.
We didn't do well.
We'll come back with another dose.
We'll come back. But don't worry. Like we said, we only scratched part one.
But again, it's in your hands. If you guys enjoyed this one, you'd be like,
let me know, man. Give...
We'll see the reaction from our coffee.
You know.
Palli the board.
The coffees will tell
we'll us. Will tell us. We tagged it the heartstrings.
Would say the stats don't lie. Hey, check the scoreboard. Numbers don't lie. I got that with Jay-Z.
Still, you guys are struggling to defeat that five wire.
That looks like it's going to be. You know what I feel? Yeah. I feel like the only person to top that is Avon Lee Boy himself.
Yeah.
I think he's the only person with the capacity to...
Haaland versus Haaland.
Yeah. He's beating his own time.
Yeah.
Because remember when Usain Bolt was was racing against his own time. Like, because everybody... what are we doing there?
Ah, man. Another bang. Another episode. As always,
shit.
Another week. We enjoy. We could have kept going on. But, hey.
Man, gotta let it go.
Hey.
Mtambo unosiyo chana kids.
Hey, kango makasho asulotika baruke.
Unutimura.
Do you know... Vanonzo, I just want to spray a perfume before I record this episode.